Hey Redemption, Josh here again for episode 5 of our series on counting the cost of sin. Today we're going to talk about how our sin numbs our conscience. And so in college, I had this green Ford Escort. And so it was not a cool car. It did not even have a CD player. It was just all cassette tape. That was it. And so the only thing I knew about my car was how to play music and how to drive it. That was it. I didn't know anything about cars. And over time, what I know now is my brakes started squeaking. And they continued to squeak and they continued to squeak. And the squeaking just got louder, but I didn't really think anything of it. I didn't really know anything about brakes in general. By the time I got to my senior year, there was a lot more grinding happening every time I stepped on the brakes. And my dad came into town and he was driving in my car and I stepped on the brakes and he's like, "Whoa, your car is about to get real messed up." And so I had been ignoring the sound that was coming from my brakes to let me know I probably need to get them kind of replaced. But my dad had come and he kind of clued me in that something worse was happening. That's kind of like what our conscience does for us, right? Our conscience is this internal awareness that God has gifted to every human of like right and wrong. But sin has so marred everything in creation, and the conscience being one of them, that sometimes as we continue to sin, even as believers, as we continue to get into habitual sin, one of the things that will happen is like it's this constant rejection of the warning signs that something's wrong, and now we become numb to the sin in our lives, and we continue to do it over and over and over again. So when we're in habitual sin, it numbs our conscience. But the beauty of the gospel is that the writer of Hebrews references this. He says that the blood of Christ, it now secures for you an eternal redemption, that you're now eternally saved. But he says the blood of Christ also purifies your conscience. So now our conscience is made new and can be used by God for his glory. And he says that our conscience can be purified from serving dead works. That now as we think about the cost of sin, we don't have to think about, or we're not stuck doing things that lead to death and that continue to numb our conscience. But through Jesus, we can purify our conscience. And we now, the writer of Hebrews says, can serve the living God. That we might count the cost of sin, we might reject the old ways, we might now go after the God who loves us and gave himself for us with a new and clean conscience. All right, Redemption. Have a great day, and we'll see you for the last episode.